Okay, we're gonna do a recording here. It's on the new Seeing AI app by Microsoft. It does a lot of things. I don't know how to do all of them. I'll touch base on some of them, the features, and demonstrate some of the features. I'm not gonna go through and do all the features. I'll do most of them. I'll probably do the quick text. I might do the document and the product thing. And I don't know, might do one of the other ones. But at any rate, so here we go. Let's see. We'll open it up. Let me find this here. The thing. 3:40 a.m.
Seeing AI. Double tap to open.
All right, we got it open.
Menu button. Quick help button. Pause announcements button. Channel short text adjustable.
Swipe now it's on short text that, and that's what usually shows up. The first thing is short text. So, I'm going to try to do some stuff here on some short text where you ain't reading the whole document on thing. I'm probably just going to get a something, a bottle or something, and see how to read that. Here's a bottle, and I just so happen to know what it is. And let's see how to read that. And it don't look like it is going to read it. I don't know if you can hear it read some of it.
ICH 1869 5179 1869 1869 catch.
So it is reading that. It's not reading it real well off that ketchup bottle. But that's not really what it's for. Let's see, I get something out here. And see, here's a can of stuff. Now, you see it read that pretty good. And that's off the quick text. And that's not often, you know, usually you probably do a piece of mail or something off of a piece of paper. I just don't have done without going to look at it. Here's something here, too. Let's see if it reads it.
1/4/4/91TFF. MR, salt, iodized, THI, MIWD, IDZ, salt supplies, S salt supplies, road, I ore, iodine MR.
Alright, so it read that there on the box of salt, and that's a round box. So we'll go on the next thing here.
Channel, short text, adjustable. Swipe upward, short text, document.
We'll skip document for right now. So I got to find a document to take a picture of.
Take picture button. Pause announcements button. Channel document adjustable. Product.
Now product. This is where is the barcode scanner, and I'm going to just quickly try to scan this with on some objects here. When you hear them beeps, it's found the barcode, and the faster the beep, the better it is. And see, the beats, the faster they get, but it's not quite getting it here on there. See, I can't quite get it. It's got a fast beat, but it's not. There it goes again. And it's just, it's like any barcode scanner on the iPhone. It's not the best without vision, and I find that out, you know, no matter what people say about it, it's really hard. See, now it's not even picking it up.
Processing.
Yeah. See, it got it then.
Season E tenderizer. Share button. More info button. Fifth season E tenderizer.
So, fifth season meat tenderizer.
Share button.
You can share that.
More info button.
You got a more info button. We'll click that.
More info, back button, more info, heading, share button, fifth season meat tenderizer, heading level 2, low calorie, low fat, fifth season, low calorie, low fat.
And it don't really give no direction there.
Fifth season, share button, more info, heading, back button.
And then you go back.
Processing, close button.
And then you close it to go button. Get back to the rhythm. Does all right. Like I say, I'll get something out here. Let me get something out. Let me get this in. This is kind of a flat thing. See if it gets it. I just so happen to know what it did. It's actually not square, but it's a rectangular shape. she picks this up. And it's not picking this up very good. I thought for sure it would have picked it up. And this is a metal can, but it's not picking it up off of here.
Processing.
That went.
McCormick Pure Ground Black Pepper.
It got McCormick Pure Ground Black Pepper, what it said there.
Share button. More info button. McCormick Pure Ground Black Pepper. Share button. More info button. More info button.
And let's see what more info.
McCormick Pure Ground. Packed in U. S. A. Packed in U. McCormick Pure Ground Black Pepper. Heading level 2. Packed in U. S. A.
And so that don't give much there on that. Either.
Back button.
Tell much about
close button.
So compared to the ID Mate, you don't get near the information. You know, it is IDing the product. I don't know if that's due to that database. Just, you know, absolutely not. Here's another little product, and it's a round container. Let me see if I can see it picked that up.
Processing.
There it goes.
Morton season, all season salt. Morton season, all season salt. Share button. More info button. More info. Morton season, all season salt. No MSG. Warnings: do not use if shrink is missing or broken. Morton season, all season salt.
So
no,
don't give a lot of
warnings,
information
if shrink is missing or broken.
On
back button.
Other back than what it is.
Close. Menu button.
I don't like to say I don't know where they're getting their database from and where they're pulling it from. Again, you know, it's nothing like the ID Mate. It is a good, I think, a good backup for you. Here's something else here. Let's see if I can get there.
Processing. Heinz tomato ketchup. Close button. Heinz tomato ketchup. Share button. Heinz tomato ketchup. Share button. More info button. More info. Heinz tomato ketchup. Heinz tomato ketchup. Heinz tomato ketchup. Heading level 2. Heinz tomato ketchup. At 1869. 57 varieties. Grown, not made. Sar. Directions for best results. Refrigerate after opening. Shake well before first use. Best if used by date on cap. Heinz tomato ketchup. Edit back button. Back. Close button.
Alright, so menu, that's enough of demonstration on that. You know, you see how it pretty much handles it. If you can't afford the ID Mate or if you can't afford that barcode scanner from AT Guys Custom, whatever it is later, it's about $150. If you can't afford that and you can't afford the ID Mate, which is, you know, $1,300 and then another, If you get extended warranty with it, another $200, you're looking at $1,500 plus shipping and handling if they charge that and taxes for charge that. So, you know, that can be pretty expensive. This is an alternative to people who can't afford that or just want some backup, you know, or just happen to have the iPhone handy. It wouldn't be my main product identification thing, because I don't, to me, because I don't see it as being that.
Quick help button.
All right, let's see what else we got.
Pause announcements button. Channel, product, adjustable, person.
Well, we ain't gonna do person.
Scene beta.
And
scene beta. Channel, scene beta, adjustable. Swap channel, scene beta, menu, button, quick help button, take picture, button.
Now this is, and this, see, this is, you take a scene beta, you're supposed to take a picture of the scene around you, trying to tell you what's around you, but see, you got to take a picture, and I think this is where they need, I'm going to give some feedback on this, this is where they need to use the video camera, and so you take a video, and the video camera swings back and forth through, and as you slowly move it, it tells you, describes what the object is versus taking a picture. But I'm gonna take a picture here.
Take picture button. Take picture processing.
Now it's processing that, and I just took a
picture. The stove, the sink, and the microwave oven.
Alright, so, and it described that pretty good.
Close button. Probably a kitchen with a stove, a sink, and a microwave oven. Save photo button.
And it don't. A kitchen with a stove and a microwave oven. Well, that's my microwave nowhere where I pointed it at. So, but it's describing the kitchen. Let's see if I can do something else here. Take a picture of something now. Alright, here's something here. And let's see if it just...
Probably a kitchen with a stove. A sink. Save photo. Button. Share. Button. Close. Button. Probably a kitchen with a stove. A sink and a micro... Close. Button. Menu. Take picture. Button. Take picture. Processing. Probably white refrigerator freezer sitting inside of the kitchen.
Yeah, and see that's...
Close button. Probably white refrigerator freezer sitting inside of the kitchen. Save photo button. Probably white refrigerator. Save photo button. Share button. Share button. Save photo. Probably white refrigerator. Close button.
And you can save that photo, and I don't know if you can save it and share it with, you know, maybe share it or, you know, something, or, you know, you have it in your photo album and it describes it later on. Let me do one more thing here with this. And see, this is with the video, because you're taking picture. And I think, personally, I really do, I think the video camera would be better if they...
Take picture button. Take picture. Menu button processing. Probably white refrigerator freezer sitting inside of the kitchen.
And that's wrong. That's not what that is.
Save photo button. Probably white refrigerator close button. Menu button.
Let me get it down. Maybe it can tell a little more about.
Take picture button. Take picture. Menu button. Processing. Probably white refrigerator freezer sitting inside of the kitchen.
See, it got that wrong. That was a picture of my laundry room, my washer and dryer. It's, they all white appliance, but they ain't a, that's, no. So that description was totally, completely off.
save photo button, share button. Probably white refrigerator, save photo button, share button. Save photo, probably white refrigerator, close button.
I'm going to take a, just point it over here and take a picture of it.
Take picture button, take picture. Menu button, processing. Probably a clock in the middle of the room.
Well, said probably a clock in the middle of the room. That's absolutely wrong. Totally and completely wrong. There ain't no clock in the middle of the room. I guess if what it's doing is I was pointing it towards the windows and there's a fan over here. It's taking the fan as being a clock.
Save photo button. Probably a clock in the middle of close button.
Now I'm going
menu button.
Tell you what, I'm gonna take a picture of here and tell you right offhand. This is my alarm system and my talking thermostat. And I'm gonna see what it says here about these two things. And I'm gonna back off, try to get them all in the picture.
Take picture button. Take picture. Menu button. Processing. It seems to be indoor electronics.
Well, that's close. Seems to be indoor electronic. So that's close. It ain't ideal.
Save photo button. Share button.
And you can share. And I don't know why you would want to say that photo. Right? That
close button. Menu button.
So anyhow, that's that. And that's how it works. And like I say, I think the video would do much better. I don't know how they do that with how they improve on stuff. I don't, because you ain't got no way to correct what it sees, you know, so they can take that correction and, you know, and learn from it. I don't see how they doing that. Well, that's it. The only other thing I don't do, I said I wasn't going to do the face recognition, but I am going to do some of it.
Adjust the value. Take picture button. Channel. See meta. Adjustable. See meta. Person. Product. Person.
All right, this is person. And now,
one face near center, 1 foot zero, 1 face near left edge, 1 foot away. 1 face near center, 2 feet away. 1 face near left edge, 2 feet away. 0 faces. 1 face near left edge, 2 feet away. 1 face near center, 0 faces. 1 face near center, 1 face near left edge, 2 feet away. 1 face near center, 2 feet away.
Alright, so you see that it recognized the face. My face. You know, it said it was a face. Now, you would have to actually go, there's a place to go into,
channel, person, adjust deposit announcements, button, take picture, button.
And then, you actually take a picture of that person.
Quick help, button, take picture, button, deposit announcements, button. Channel, person, deposit announcements, button, take picture, button.
And so, but anyway, that's that. I don't know if I have a document I can read. That's the only thing I hadn't touched base on with that. Taking a picture of a document. Or some kind of other. Here's something. Alright, here's something here. I think we will. And I tried to do a document, and it feels like a brochure, book, or something. I don't know what it is. But anyhow, we're going to try to give it a try and see what we got. Let's see.
Quick help button, take picture button, pause announcements button, channel, person, adjustable, Z-Meta, person, product, document.
Alright, here's document. And let's see what we got here.
Bottom and left edge is not visible. Hold steady. Processing.
Alright, so see, when it gets in frame, you hear what it says. You don't have to take a picture, it just takes its own picture when it gets in frame. And it looks like it, the way it's sounding. I don't know if you want to trust this with personal information, because it might very well be sending this into the
request timed out. Please try again in a few moments.
You see, it might be sending this to the clouds or something to get it done, to do an OCR.
Sorry, the request timed out. Sorry, the request closed button.
Alright, let's try this again on this. Here, I flipped it over another page. Maybe there wasn't no text there, and it just don't say that. That's what it...
Menu button. Quick help button. Take picture button. Pause announcements button. Channel. Document. Adjustable. Short text. Document.
And see, it's not saying nothing now. See, and I hate just take picture. And it looks like there must be a bug there, because it's not doing nothing now. Let me go up here.
Capti. Pause announcements button. Channel. Document. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to short text.
Do short text and see what happened here. Yeah, it seems like it might be even crashed now.
App switcher. Scene AI active. Scene AI active. Close scene AI. Closing scene AI. Home. Home.
Now let me reopen it here.
Double tap scene AI. Double tap. Scene AI menu button. Quick help button. Pause announcements button. Channel. Short text. Adjustable. Swipe up or edit document.
Now let's see. Whoa. I know there's bound to be something there. Why is it not? Oh, there's pages in this book, and I know it's bound to be doggone text on it. And it's not even...
Take picture button. Take picture button. Take picture. Menu processing.
See that? But it didn't have no guidance or nothing then.
No text recognized.
See, no text recognized. I hadn't really tried that document. But it's not, it don't seem like it's doing good on
it. Save photo button. Share button. Share button. No text recognized. Save photo button. No text recognized. Close button. Menu button.
See, it did automatically. So, it's not even...
Take picture button. Pause announcements button. Channel. Document. Adjustable. Short text.
See, it's not... Seeing the short texts. Alright, you see, that's something, a book or something about a grill.
Infrared heat. Grilling us using infrared. Infrared heat. Secret.
Alright, so it seems to be reading
infrared.
With quick text. Let's see.
3 Wi-Fi bar, 4:08 a.m. Channel, short text, adjustable. Channel, short text, adjustable. Document.
Now let's see what happened. With the document. Here again. And see here again.
Top and left edge is not visible.
Now you get feedback.
Top and left edge is not visible. Top and left edge is not visible. Bottom and left edge is not visible. No edge is visible. Right and bottom edge is not visible.
Well, I know that.
No edge is visible.
Not right.
Left edge not visible. Hold steady. Processing.
And I know there's text on there called the quick text. Just read it. You see, now that's the quest time out. Three try again. So that makes me think they're sending that up.
Sorry, the request time. Sorry, the request close button.
Sending it up to Microsoft. And if they are, doggone it, you definitely don't want to put your personal information because they're sending that up. To Microsoft. Let me see if I can do this here.
No edge is visible. steady. Processing.
Now, that's inside the book there. Let's see what that does. And see, now that again, the quest timed out again. Either Microsoft is offline up there, or it's not. It's called sending it up somewhere. It sounds like to me to get done. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe. If that's the case, and you can only use this during the working hours of Microsoft, and when they're online, you can't use it all the time, that ain't much good either. So I think they got some work to do on this. It's just 1.0. It is a free app. So, you know, because it's free.
Sorry, the request timed out. Seeing AI. Double tap to open. Actions available. App switcher. Seeing AI. Active. Close seeing AI. Closing seeing AI home.
Because it is free app, you know, I think it's well worth getting and just see where it goes as they get feedback and improvements on it. The barcode scanner, to me itself, is worth it. The quick text read is worth it. To take a picture of what the surrounding is, and try to identify it. That's so-so, but that's maybe kind of worth it, but I think using the video camera here again is better. The picture recognition, the recognition of a face and recognizing faces at a distance, and, you know, you got to take a picture. The thing about that, being on a phone, face recognition on the phone, you know, how many, you know, you're going to be in a place, you're going to really be holding your phone up, moving around, looking at people, and, you know, and, anyhow, I was saying that, you know, to, that face recognition, you know, taking a picture of somebody, you know, and putting a name to it and all that so that, you know, you point at somebody and it'll recognize, you know, you're in a crowded place. You know, you're not going to be holding your phone up and people and scanning around. Start with somebody might see the phone and see you doing that. They might not like it. They might come over there and take that doggone phone from you and snatch it away and smash it on top of your dang head, you know, or something. Cause not everybody wants a phone be pointed at them. So I don't see this as a practical, thing. Maybe if you was at a party and everybody was blind and couldn't see, that might be, that might be something you would do. I don't see this happening with seeing people. Now I can see maybe Microsoft hooking this up, you know, with something like maybe some kind of wearable things like some kind of wearable glasses that you would put on. And that you would just turn your head and it would give you feedback, you know, of the face and all in your ear, in one ear, you know. So it wouldn't be blurting it out to everybody. It would, you know, give that audible feedback into one ear somehow or another, of the face recognition. maybe some nice sunglasses with a camera on it using face recognition. You know, I can even see it being you with product ID barcode. I can see it being used with text or reading a document or something. You know, I can see all of this app if Microsoft was to develop a wearable glass or something, you know, glasses of some kind or another, and use this app with it, you know, or somebody else develop a wearable glass that would, use this kind of software, whether it was on a Windows operating system or even Apple, if they made a wearable, you know, other than that, you know, I don't see Apple doing that because they got the watch. I don't see them making a glass and then using that Microsoft app to go on it. Apple would make their own thing. So I don't see that. So Microsoft would have to make this, for, Windows operating system. If they make this for an Android system, I could see maybe some kind of wearable glass there where, like maybe Google Glass or something, you know. But, you know, that's where that I'm in my, on that. I think, you know, it's got some work to be done. It's a good app. It's free, so, you know, you can't lose on it. Something to put in your toolbox and see where it goes to as they upgrade the app and work with it and do improvements, on it, you know, and stuff. The product ID, and they got to do something about the database where you get more information, I think, and where you can give, put your own audio to something if it don't find it and be able to share that audio, not necessarily with other people, but upload it so they could add it to the database. I don't know if Microsoft got their own database or they just pulling this from a Google barcode database or something like that. But it's by no means an ID mate or even that other barcode scanning software. It's nothing like that. You can't begin to compare this with that. So that's my opinion, that's my thoughts. You know, free, work getting, put it in your toolbox, watch it and see where it goes, use it. Some people might have better luck than others, and we just have to see. Thank you for this, listening to this podcast, and it'll be uploaded to the Blind Geek Zone. And I'll put my information that you probably can get a hold of me, and if you want to. And that's pretty much it. I might give a link to this, you know, in the app store. Do that and so on and so on. All right. See you later.